Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, up and down the Kuskokwim. I'm Grady Deaton. We're at Coffee at KYUK, and I'm sitting today with our own Christy Schallenberger and Anne Feight, both of which are from the Alaska Energy Desk. I'm under the impression that there are partner organizations, including KYUK, that have created the Energy Desk, but we're going to find out what it's all about, and we're going to hear from Anne. Anne, who are you, and where are you from?
I'm Annie Feight, and I'm from Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. I've been there for almost 14 years now, which is kind of amazing. About 3 years ago, we started Alaska's Energy Desk, and the idea was to collaborate with a bunch of stations around the state to cover energy and environment issues more in depth than we had been able to do in the past. And so we have 8 reporters. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. is it 5 different stations? I should have counted this up before.
Yeah, so we have how many? We have like 3 reporter, well, editor, 2 reporters in Juneau.
Yep.
1 in Fairbanks.
Yep. Who works with the station in Uktiagvik.
And then we have 2 reporters and you in Anchorage, 1 in Unalaska, and then me. So 5 stations?
Sounds like 5
stations.
So that makes an excellent segue. What benefits having an Energy Desk reporter here in Bethel? I mean, we know why we benefit from having Christy here with us, but how does it benefit the Energy Desk in general?
There are so many important energy and environment issues happening in the YK Delta, and the story that we really wanted Christy to focus on is the Donlin Mine, because that is a potentially massive project.
Huge.
Right in your region that really wasn't getting a lot of coverage. I mean, if you ask people around the state to talk about big proposed mines, most people know the Pebble Mine, and almost nobody knows about the Donlin Mine. Maybe they've heard about it, but they don't really understand what it is. And the Donlin Mine really is much closer. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Christy, but I think it's much closer to becoming a reality than the Pebble Mine.
Yeah, from what I understand, Pebble is like not even begun the EIS process even, and like Donlin is done with that. They're getting all of their big permits.
What is that EIS process?
The Environmental Impact Statement. And so it's basically, if you have a major project in the works, a mining project or oil and gas, any natural resource development project, there's like layers of environmental review, and the Environmental Impact Statement is the biggest, most lengthy and expensive review, and those are for massive projects like Donlin and like Pebble. And so those take years, that's expensive, and Donlin's done with it. Pebble isn't.
So I think that you kind of highlight why it's so important to report on energy and climate change in Alaska. But tell me a little bit about, you know, you personally coming to a new place and reporting on such a big issue. How is that?
Oh, me? I've covered energy and climate change within utilities, and that's a very highly technical industry, and that's dealing with a lot of challenges. But I always covered it for a business perspective and for businesses. And so coming here to a very close-knit, very unique community was, first of all, learning about how it operates. What are their concerns? What do they care about the most from the community? What do they want to know the most? And then covering mining, like that's such a different technical project. And so I think just learning how, all right, so what's the difference between a tailings storage facility, a tailings dam, and this pit water? Like that's where I run into my biggest issues, is like figuring out the technicalities of this project and then translating that to the most simplest terms. I think just also for me, just I have so many of aspects about Don that I want to cover, and I can't cover them all at the same time. So that's just me being I want to cover all of this, but you know, there's so much about Donlin that I want to explore. Is it going to be a reality? I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about. This thing has existed for like 20 years. What are their biggest concerns? How do people actually feel about Donlin, you know? And like one of the things I've discovered here is like people are, you know, there's some people who are like enthused about it, like this is the best thing ever for our region. But most people that I found, if they're supportive of it, are pretty in the middle. They're just like, you know, we have a lot of concerns, but we need jobs and we don't want to be dependent on federal and state funds. And then there are people who are completely against it because it will hurt the way of life here. They fear it will hurt the way of life here. I'm going to correct myself. We don't know how it will impact because it doesn't exist. But mining has such a not a great history in the United States legacy. And I grew up in the East Coast, near the East Coast in the South, and we've had mining. And the pre-regulation stage, you know, there's a lot of issues left over from mines in the 1800s. And I think that has filled, you know, when people think of mining, they think of that. And so it's like, how do you develop a modern mine under these regulations and overcome those fears? Donlin's challenge is developing a modern mine with the regulatory framework we have now and overcoming the fears of community members who remember the mine's pre-regulatory era, which was like 1950s and below.
Annie, you know, the Energy Desk in general, what are some large goals going forward over the course of the next year or two that you'd like to see the Energy Desk in general and Bethel specifically cover?
Well, yeah, for the Energy Desk, there's so many huge issues in the state right now. Climate change, obviously, is a big issue all over Alaska, and we're trying to, as best we can, I mean, even eight reporters and one videographer, and that sounds like a big team, and it is amazing, even with that amount of those people covering this stuff every day, there's still stories we can't get to. But yeah, we're trying to stay on the climate change story. We're also, there's a lot of interesting oil development going on. You know, the Energy Desk started 3 years ago, it really looked like the Trans-Alaska pipeline, would we have oil in 20 years? Was it going to just start petering out? And now we have all these new developments that could come online. Is the Trans-Alaska pipeline saved? I don't know. Mm-hmm. that's a question that we'll be following. The state budget is obviously closely tied to the energy industry, and so we definitely follow that. What else, Christy? I mean, in the YK Delta.
I mean, climate change, I think, is the biggest story here. We have the Donlin mine, but that's more of an immediate impact. Climate change, like, it's affecting the radio station even. Like, you know, where will people go if we don't act now on climate change, I think, is a huge question that people are wondering. I've heard people saying they're afraid to invest in real estate here because will it be worth something if climate change keeps affecting us like it is? You know, the more immediate impacts are on the hunting and subsistence lifestyles. And then the other thing, it also relates to the Donlin mine too. Like, if, you know, there's been projections by scientists that if left unchecked, you know, the YK Delta would basically be gone in about 100 years. Well, the Donlin mine will probably be shut down before that, and what will happen to the tailings. Like, I mean, it's on a mountain range and everything like that, and they say they've factored in climate change, but that's another big thing when I've think about reporting on the Donlin mine. It's like, all right, so what's going to happen after you shut down? Like, what are the long-term economic impacts, and what are the long-term, like, environmental impacts, and then how is climate change going to affect that? And then, you know, a Nutak elder has told us, like, every community built along the river or near water will have to move. And it's like, where do they move? Especially in the lower Kuskokwim. Like, where do we move? So, yeah.
It sounds to me like whether we're talking about natural gas, oil, climate change, mining, regulatory funding, you know, state legislation, it sounds like eight's not enough.
Yeah.
I don't envy the work you guys have, and I definitely am intimidated by the expertise and experience you guys bring to the table. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention to our listeners with the last few minutes that I have that it's the fine reporting that you bring to our community that they can make happen by supporting us. Give us a call, 543-3131, or go to the website, kyuk.org, and click on the Donate Now button at the top right-hand corner of your screen, because issues like those that we just touched on briefly are important to you, our listeners, and we are here to provide you the information that you need to understand the world as it's changing around you. But we need your support to make it happen. Again, call us now, 543-3131, or click on the Donate Now button at the top right-hand corner of your screen. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. That's about all the time I have. I just want to remind the listeners out there to not forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.